is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Wednesday to you. I can't believe it's Wednesday. Like, damn, we got everybody trying to get over the hump. I'm like, man, oh, it's Wednesday already? Means I must be having fun. I hope you're having fun. And if you're not, I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our super producer and host in New York City, Ryan Hickey, holding it down on the boards. And thank you oh so much to Sophia as well, helping out in New York City. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It is Wednesday. It's time to get over that hump. In an hour, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday. Today, in an hour, we're going to talk about some of the biggest crybabies, the top six crybabies in the world of sports. The NFL league year for 2025 is officially underway as of 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific. Aaron Rodgers still doesn't have a job. Russell Wilson is trying to manipulate his way into a job. He is meeting with the Browns. Good luck. He's meeting with the New York Giants. Now, that makes more sense. Just go play in New York, right? Could you see Ciara in Cleveland? Not really, no. Ciara in New York? Yes. He's trying to go out there and make all the money. Anyway, we got so much to get into. You can be a part of the show if you want to. You can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me on the internet. I exist there. I am at JR Sport Brief. We talked about the Buffalo Bills adding Joey Bosa. Hopefully he can stay healthy. We talked about the Ravens adding DeAndre Hopkins, as Emery Hunt said from CBS Sports HQ. If he's half of what he used to be, that's still good for the Ravens. We talked about Cooper Kupp officially released from the Los Angeles Rams. They said Devontae Adams is healthier than you, so scram. We don't want you anymore. It's like getting rid of that furniture in the house. Just put the old furniture outside, maybe have somebody pick it up. You just bring the new couch in. It's a sad world, except for they're doing this with a human being who's getting paid a lot of money, so he'll be okay. He'll play on a contender. And then, hey, we talked about Shaquille O'Neal right before the break. Shaquille O'Neal would not be able to keep up with NFL free agency because Shaquille O'Neal on live television last night thought that Chauncey Billups, who won a championship with the Detroit Pistons more than 20 years ago, he thought that Chauncey Billups was coaching the Pistons. No. The last time I checked, Chauncey Billups, his team beat Shaq's team in the finals. That was more than 20 years ago. He's coaching in Portland. Shaquille O'Neal catching a lot of heat for not knowing anything about what's going on. He's busy. He's a busy man. Anyway, 855-212-4227. Shaquille O'Neal is running donut shops and selling chicken and pizza at Papa John's and Icy Hot. He's a sheriff. He has a badge. South Georgia, you know, one of the southern counties. I don't know what he's policing. I don't know. He's a busy guy. And then he's selling insurance. The General. Hickey, I found out where the General is not available. This is for the education of our listening audience. You ready for this, Hickey?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is up to them to Google the, verify this. You cannot get General insurance in Alaska.
Figured. Okay. That would be one of my guesses.
You can't get it in Hawaii.
Okay. Also figured.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So now here we go. One continental state.
All right. If you're in Maryland, nope. Can't have it.
Maryland. Wow.
No general insurance in Maryland. Nope.
Curveball.
Yep. Yep. Maybe if you live in Virginia, yeah, but not Maryland. Sucks for you. All right.
What about the District of Columbia? You can get the general in there?
It's not on the list.
So I guess so, right? Because that's its own.
It's the only district we have in this country, right?
Yeah.
No.
So maybe.
Michigan. No insurance in Michigan from the general.
But there's only three.
No, there's more than that, apparently.
Oh, boy. Four?
You ready for this one? This one is not a shock. Who wants to be a part of this place at all? It's New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can't get general car insurance in New Jersey. You can't. Nope.
A lot of crazy drivers out there. That's probably smart.
Up and down that turnpike? Oh, my God.
Oof.
You're going 100 on that thing, man. Not me. Rhode Island. Not me. I don't live up there no more, Hickey. I don't live there.
That's right.
I don't live there.
And when you did, that was never you anyway.
Yeah, I never went 100.
By the speed limit.
I never went 100 on the turnpike. Nope, not me. Rhode Island.
Wow.
Rhode Island. Can't get general car insurance. And Shaq has some work to do if he wants to help out the country and all. There you have it. There's your educational portion of the show. If you are looking for car insurance in any of those states, don't ask the general. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of Atlanta, we got Richard from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Richard?
Good afternoon. Good evening, my brother from another mother.
To you as well. What's up?
Just to let you know, Shaquille O'Neal is the major at the Henry County Sheriff's Office with Reginald Scandrett. He was there even when I was there 2 years ago when I started listening to you and the 10 to 2 shift.
So what is Shaq a real sheriff or is he a place sheriff?
He's in charge of community relations.
Oh, well, that's an easy job, isn't it? How did he become a sheriff? Did he pass a test? Like, what did he do?
No, it's the fact that, number one, I'm going to tell you the little secret. The one, he has tried to run for sheriff, but I guess the current sheriff kind of talked him out and gave him a position.
Just gave him, so he got a position. He didn't earn anything. You can do that?
Well, it's not what you know, but who you know.
Right. So I can't be, not that I want to be the sheriff of anything, but I can't be the sheriff for nothing, can I?
Nope, unless you run.
Oh, man. Wow. Wait, you got to run for sheriff? Like a voted position in the county?
Yeah, it's a voted position in the county of Georgia.
Oh, so the people vote for you to be the sheriff?
Yes.
Wow. But you have to be, you got to be a part of the police force already, right?
Not necessarily. I mean,
what?
Floyd County, you had Jackie Barrett, who was a nurse.
She became
sheriff of Fulton County.
Say no more, Richard. You're giving me ideas here. Well, thank you, Richard. I like this. Thank you.
Well, like I said, though, that's when I was listening to you between 10 and 2.
Well, thank you. I want to be sheriff of community relations here in Fulton County. I'm going to work on that. Thank you, Richard.
Okay.
Inspiring me. Thank you.
So I'll talk with Patrick Labatt.
Okay. All right, I'll do that or you do it, okay? Let me know.
Well, no. We used to work together when I was at the city of Atlanta.
Okay.
He was the major and became the chief over there before they supposedly had closed it.
All right. I'll look into things. I got some things I could do around here. Well, thank you, Richard. I'll holler at you, okay?
All right.
My man. Yes.
We still looking about going to Atlanta United. When?
Well, you got to tell me. I was just over there on Saturday. Took all the traffic spots, and I was out there. I was around.
Okay, well, you have my number. We can talk.
All right, Richard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, peace out. Bye-bye. Hickey, I could be sheriff here in Fulton County in Atlanta.
I learned so many things. I assumed you had to be in the police force, number one.
I thought you did, right?
I did not know that was an elected office either. Wow. So I guess you can.
Yeah, I guess it works out. Maybe every county and city and state is different. But here, you just voted. He said the sheriff was a nurse. Okay. Why can't I? If a nurse could be the sheriff, why can't I be sheriff? I don't know what I'm going to do. What do they do, Hickey, besides boss people around? I don't know.
I don't know. I guess he's not on the streets, clearly. Shaq's the sheriff. You know, he's not out there arresting people.
He's not. I
think he has a gun?
Does he have a gun? I bet he does.
Not himself, but like, do you think he's given the gun from the position?
Oh, come on. I don't know. He's community relations. We're going to do that.
Probably not. I'm just asking.
Hey, we're doing something at Krispy Kreme. Where's my gun?
Gets dangerous over there. People love the hot donuts.
Yeah, hot donuts. When they turn that sign on, things get out of hand when I turn that sign on. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, what a world. The more you know. He's out here all the time, selling everything. 855-212-4227. The sheriffs get that fancy car, though, Hickey. They go 100 miles per hour on a highway doing stuff. I don't know.
And they get the lights, so you can't even pull them over. Yeah. They can do it, quote-unquote, legally.
Yeah, they get that charger. They get to moving. Jerry is here from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, JR, thank you for taking my phone call. Hey, I want to talk about the Dolphins and the Colts signing the backup quarterback. Questionable couple of head scratches first, but I'm a Dolphin fan. I've been for a long time, since the Marino years.
Yes.
And I know Tua hasn't been healthy, but, man, they couldn't find another backup plan for Tua. Zach Wilson. Yeah, I think that was a head scratch. And then,
well, they don't got to pay Zach. They're paying Tua more than $50 million. Zach Wilson's deal was what, like $4 million? If that's six?
Right. Tua hasn't been healthy. It's no guarantee he can finish the whole year, but we'll find out this coming season. And the Colts signing Daniel Jones, oh, my God, that was a big head stretch.
Hickey, you got a question for Hickey about that? Go ahead.
Oh, I do?
Hickey.
Yeah, why would the Colts sign Daniel Jones to compete against with Richardson for the starting job? They could have drafted a rookie.
Go ahead.
You answered the question, Jay. You couldn't even get out without laughing because they're a joke.
They are a joke.
They are a clown show right there.
Ever since Andrew Luck retired from there, they've had a big time problem replacing him for signing that next franchise quarterback.
Hickey knows we're all laughing.
Thanks, Jay. I had no idea.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jerry.
All right. Take care.
All right. Good luck to your Dolphins. That team sucks, too. There we go. Everybody, everything's a laugh. Come on, Hickey, make a joke about the Jets. I want to laugh. Go ahead.
All I got to say is the Jets, period. Woody Johnson, there's the joke.
There you go. I knew the Jets were bad when they were a joke in Family Guy. It's like, didn't somebody, you know, was it the Mets? It was the Mets. It wasn't the Jets.
JR.
I'm remembering. I forgot.
First pitch of the season and first pitch of the game and the season's over.
That was the Mets, right?
That was the Mets.
Yeah, but that joke, what was that, from like 10 years ago?
That was some dark days for the Mets.
Yeah, it doesn't. They went to the World Series before that. They've gone to the World Series. They've gone to the World Series since that joke. What, 15?
2015. I don't know what came first. It may have been the joke, then the World Series, but
yeah,
10 years ago, you know?
Yeah, so if Family Guy makes a joke about your team, then next thing you know, poof, they go to the World Series.
So maybe they should make a joke about the Colts, hopefully. Daniel Jones, quarterback, season's over. Okay, and then maybe all of a sudden here we go, Super Bowl.
I don't know about that, bro.
No, doesn't work like that.
There's a very good chance that the combined statistics between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones are like some of the worst stats you'll ever see from a starting quarterback tandem. Or Anthony Richardson is better.
What's the likelihood on that?
I think there's a good chance.
Hmm.
I think there is. Like, he's not a stupid human being. He knows that he's been ridiculed. He knows that people are laughing at him. I mean, he learned last year, his own teammates, I don't want to say they threw him under the bus, but they took him under the learning tree, and he's just like, bruh, like, you're the leader of the team. You're the face of the franchise. You can't be opting out of football games because you were tired, because you had to run too much. Like, what's your problem? And so I think he got kicked in the backside. I think Anthony Richardson is embarrassed amongst not just what happens on social media, on TV. Like, you in the NFL, man, you don't want your peers looking at you crazy. Like, that's the guy that opted out. Hickey, what would Ray Lewis be saying on the opposite side of the ball looking at Anthony Richardson? What would he be shouting at that guy?
Oh, probably somehow he's praying to God, because what he's about to do to him is only God. Now, not even God can save him. Something in that realm. It'd be pretty bad.
I'd be punking him out. Like, you need a bottle, man. You need mama to burp you on the sideline. You need a snack. Like, it's just, he has to know. Like, he can't be as bad. Hickey, completing less than, what did he complete, 49% of his passes?
I mean, it was like 46, 47, even worse.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. And Colts didn't drop many balls. I mean, there were some clear misses.
Hickey, I haven't played Madden in a long time. It's been a long time. And when I played, please believe, I didn't play the game. What's the highest level? All Madden or something like that?
Were you on rookie?
Hall of Fame? Nah, what's the middle one?
Like veteran or all-star, Pro Bowl, something like that?
No, I'm not going that high. I want a chance to win. Why play a video game if you're going to lose? Like, who wants to do that?
So I only play in rookie mode. Any game.
You?
Yeah.
That's too easy, Hickey.
I'm not shy about it. I still stink.
It's rookie, and then what comes? Rookie, pro, I don't know. Veteran? I don't know. Whatever's the middle, I try to do. I'm not going into that top tier. But even when I played and the game was hard, I'm like, man, I could complete more than 50% of my pass. That's easy. Everybody has that one play that your friends hate you for. It's just like, I know I'm getting a first down if I run this. And I get it. There's a big old difference between a video game and real life. But Anthony Richardson don't got that one play. His one play is run and get hurt or run and sit down. It's just, it's sad. He can't be as bad as he was last year. He can't be. Thank you, Jerry from South Carolina, for bringing up the Indianapolis Colts. We appreciate that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of being injured, you know, last night, yesterday, I mean, the past several days, we've seen the San Francisco 49ers just rip their team to shreds. They're getting rid of everybody. Well, there was a voice on television earlier today who said that the 49ers need to go even further in a reset. Somebody said the 49ers need to get rid of Christian McCaffrey. What? I know he's been hurt. You want to dump him too? I'll tell you who said this on the other side of the break. And I think you already know my thoughts. I'll expand upon them a little bit more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast. Even in Hawaii and Alaska. I'm better than the general on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Waiting on Russell Wilson. Kirk Cousins is waiting to get the boot out of Atlanta. Atlanta don't want him. He don't want Atlanta. Fine by us. Anyway, 49 has been giving a lot of people the boot. You've heard the names. Leonard Floyd, he gone. He's here in Atlanta now. 8.5 sacks last year. Hufanga, he's a member of the Denver Broncos. He was hurt last year. Now he's a Bronco. Charvarius Ward is gone. Now with the Indianapolis Colts, Deebo Samuel was traded to Washington. Man, Washington got better. I know their fans are excited. Pump the brakes just a little bit, though. They even got rid of Kyle Juszczyk. He gone. Like, what do we need a fullback for? They decided to bring in Luke Farrell. Play tight end. Hickey, is that his last name? Farrell? Farrell, right?
Farrell.
Yeah, Farrell, right.
Not the singer.
The singer?
Farrell.
Oh, Farrell. Oh, Farrell.
The hat. You know, Farrell.
Oh, I'm happy. Oh, my God.
That's not a fan of Farrell?
I like Farrell. I like Farrell when he was with the Neptunes. But that song, oh, my God, that song made me miserable, okay? That song was everywhere for like three years.
Like, it was overplayed a lot.
Why was everybody so happy? Why? Tell me.
Well, I mean, maybe just listen to the song. You know, the song's meant to put people, ideally, right, in a good mood, upbeat, okay. I'm happy.
It's the children. Well, no, the Minions, right? Despicable Me. I think that's where that came from.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know that.
I haven't seen that either. I'm not watching a movie with a bunch of little yellow things running around. What is the premise of the movie? I don't even know.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know either. A bunch of little yellow guys. They made a lot of money with those yellow guys. Good for them. Anyway, how the hell did I get here, Hickey? I don't help me out here. Oh, I'm talking about the 49ers. Anyway, yeah, Juszczyk is gone. Somebody sat on television today and said the San Francisco 49ers should get rid of somebody else. Their star running back, Christian McCaffrey. Even though they just gave this guy a contract extension, is now paying him $19 million a year. He's since been jumped by Saquon Barkley, who won a Super Bowl. Christian McCaffrey moved from the 49ers? Like, do they really need a full reset? Like, why the hell am I now going to give Brock Purdy, I don't know, $40, $45, $50 million and then get rid of another big-time weapon? I don't think the 49ers are looking to clean house. I think they're looking to save money. I mean, they had so many injuries last year. They went 6-11. You know, I got a lot of respect and appreciation for what head coach Rob Saleh can do. We don't got to strip everything down. So getting rid of Christian McCaffrey despite his own injury issues last year, to me, it just sounds like a bad, bad idea. Don't even get me started on the draft compensation and what you would get back and what team. You know what? I'll explain more of that in a second. Ryan Clark is the one who was on television this morning. He was on Get Up. Ryan Clark basically said, yeah, man, they need to get rid of Christian McCaffrey. Like, what?
When you look at what Kyle Shanahan has been able to do, it's run the football. And I know we thought last year they missed some of the things with the versatility of Christian McCaffrey, but when you trade Juszczyk, you let some of that versatility go. You let some of the things you can do formationally go. And so why not change your entire philosophy from thinking about Christian McCaffrey as this Swiss Army knife, getting pieces for him and allowing guys like Ricky Pearsall to touch the football more with running the football and doing different things on quick screens, adding other players based on the assets that you can get for him. Also understanding you're looking for more available players than Christian McCaffrey was last year. You had a good stretch with him. You took your run at the Super Bowl. You didn't get it. If you're going to rebuild, rebuild completely.
Then, now here's the other element. Who the heck is taking Christian McCaffrey? Who's trading for who's trading for a running back who's making almost $20 million a year and has had a bunch of Achilles issues? Like, this man was going to Germany last year. We had no idea when Christian McCaffrey was going to come back. We had no idea when he was going to return. He only played in four games last year, and then they shut him down again. Christian McCaffrey had 200 yards rushing and zero touchdowns. Every other week, his Achilles sucks, it hurts, he needs to go here, he needs to do this. I'm like, what are we doing? This is a bad idea. Who's trading picks? He's fine. And I think the 49ers will be fine. Yeah, defense will probably take a step back. Yeah, give them 2 years with Rob Saleh. I think they'll be perfectly A-OK. And then they're competing in the NFC West. Who is scared of the Arizona Cardinals? The answer is nobody. Who's afraid of the Seattle Seahawks? The answer is nobody. The Los Angeles Rams? Yeah, that's who you got to compete with. But come on, man. 49ers stunk last year. Now they got to pay their quarterback. And so, yeah, you got to make some difficult and some tough decisions. And speaking of running backs, Hickey, we got a running back that is on a new team now.
That we do. Former Cowboys running back Rico Dowdle, hence former, not going back to Dallas, but instead signing a 1 year, $3 million deal with the Panthers.
Wow.
Bryce Young getting a little help.
The Carolina Panthers. Did they have that Canadian running back? That guy's name.
Jonathan Brooks?
No. Who's
that? Oh, Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah,
he's
Chuba.
Canadian.
He is Canadian, isn't he?
He is.
I don't know.
He's pretty good last year.
Why did I know that?
I guess maybe because not many running backs come from Canada, so like when it is like that, I feel like it's notable and memorable.
I associate him more with Canada than college. He was one of the best running backs at Oklahoma State. Why are you laughing?
That's
what's so funny?
Forget about it. Yeah, great running back at Oklahoma or Oklahoma State. Forget those days. It's oh yeah, he's Canadian. First thing comes to mind. That's funny.
Yeah, I remember he had a good year last year. He's needed they needed to let the reins off of him. He had 1,200 yards rushing last year, and 10 touchdowns. And so now you're bringing in Rico Dowdle, who had 1,000 yards rushing himself and 2 TDs. What are they doing? They giving us thunder and lightning here? Well, what is this about?
I mean, you need more than one running back, I guess, these days, right? For $3 million, it's a pretty good deal.
It is. You're right. For $3 million, I don't know. Maybe they're sending a message to Chuba that, and he's got to be in year three. Yeah, yeah. He just completed his fourth year, which is ridiculous to even think about. I don't know. Maybe they look like they're getting ready to give him the boot. It's possible. Wow. Congratulations to the Carolina Panthers. J.C. Horn got that extension. And they still playing at crap stadium, and they'll probably still be crap. Well, here's a benefit for the Carolina Panthers. The NFC South is just, well, you can crawl out of it if you know what you're doing. You can. Falcons, eh, whatever. Tampa's good. And then you got the Saints, eh, whatever. The Panthers always got a shot. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. That's right. Reed is moving on from the Chiefs down to the Saints. Lee is here from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. And look, I know I'm from Cincinnati, but I'm a Dolphins fan. And you don't think the Dolphins are going to be better this year than they were last year? If they keep everybody healthy, I think they'll have a much better year this year.
Well, that's the point. If they're healthy, like, who cares? Like, they're nothing to worry about. Tua Tagovailoa is one of the worst cases of if he's healthy in the entire NFL, and he plays quarterback, because Tua Tagovailoa is one hit away from not being available and everybody watching Zach Wilson. That's not out of the realm of possibility. The Dolphins are in the second tier, or maybe the third tier of teams in the AFC. You got the top tier. Let's just put Kansas City Chiefs up there, regardless of their offensive line issues. You then got the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens, who have been trying to knock them off for years. And then you just got the bunch of quote-unquote other teams. Teams that, if they're good enough, they can make the postseason. We can put the Chargers in there. We can put the Dolphins in there. Like, what excites you about the Miami Dolphins? What you so excited about?
Well, simply because I'm hoping against hope. I'm hoping that Tua will stay healthy. Okay. He's got Hill. You know, he's got Hill, he's got Jalen Waddle, he's got Washington.
I know who's,
if he stays healthy.
Yeah, I know who's on the team. They've been there for a while now, yeah.
Yeah, but if he can stay healthy, okay, then no. I think the Dolphins can go a long way. But you're saying that's impossible. That's not going to happen.
That's not what came out of my mouth. Is that what I said?
No, that's not what you said at all. But it seems to be like what you, and I can't disagree with that, because history does repeat itself. I just hope it doesn't this time.
Well, good luck to you. We can all wish and hope. I mean, we can see. So I wish for world peace. I don't think it'll ever happen.
Very well played, sir. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Thanks, JR.
Well, no problem. Hickey, did you notice how he also didn't wish for world peace like me? He doesn't care.
Does not care.
Lee does not care about world peace. Not interested.
He cares about his Dolphins.
He cares about the Dolphins, yeah. Like, yeah, I wish for world peace. He could have been like, yeah, JR, me too. He did not care.
If I'm using my one wish, not going to be on that, I guess.
Like, yeah, let him fight. it's the Dolphins or whatever, man. I'm just being honest. Everybody, Achane is hurt last year. Everybody's hurt. We found out that Tyreek Hill is getting arrested before the games. He got a broken wrist and all of this stuff. I'm not supposed to look at this and go, oh, yeah, let's root for the Dolphins. Come on. Man, the star wide receiver, did we even forget? What a way to bookend your season. This man was arrested on his way to the first game of the year. And then at the last game of the season, he's telling everybody that he wants out and he wants to be traded. And then not too long after that, him and his agent are doing damage control. Oh, we just passionate. Oh, yeah. He wants to stay. Come on, man. This is the team that you're excited about? Forget the quarterback. Look at the wide receiver. What are they going to do, go on a 2-3-game losing streak? Is Tyreek Hill going to rip off his pads and walk off the field too? Come on. The Dolphins? Spare me. I mean, their own defenders can't even stay healthy. How many ACLs does Jalen Phillips have to tear anymore? I don't know. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now, I will tell you this. If there is a team that anybody should be optimistic about, it's the Chicago Bears. And there's some other individuals who play in the NFC North that they're worried about what the Bears are doing, because they're doing a damn good job. talk about the Bears on the other side of the break. Speaking of the NFC North, there's a Hall of Fame quarterback who has some words about the NFC North. His name is Brett Favre. What the heck does he have to say? I'll tell you on the other side of the break. At the top of the hour, of course, it's a new top six list. We'll be talking about the top six crybabies in the world of sports today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, it takes one to know one, right? Right, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I say enough nonsense. I know the nonsense when I see it. Maybe. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, I can't wait for the top of the hour. New top six list. A bunch of cry babies. I'm going to tell you the inspiration for the, well, you will understand the inspiration for the top six list when we get to it in about 15 minutes. It's just so many people whining and complaining. I'm like, man, if you got a microphone in front of you, don't you got something better to do than complain? And these are millionaires. Top six crybabies in the world of sports. I can't wait for this one. It'll be coming your way in about 15 minutes. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Now, I did tell you before we got to the break, we got so many people complaining. My team didn't sign this guy. My team didn't do this. My team should do this. What are we going to do? Wah, wah, wah. We got people complaining about their favorite teams. Now, there is one team that's garnering a lot of positive attention. We got to go to Chicago. We have to talk about the Bears. Man, they have beefed up the offensive line. They're helping to protect Caleb Williams. Now, all he has to do is go out there and do his job. And somebody who's paying attention to all the moves that the Bears are making is a competitor, a rival in the NFC North. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Detroit Lions. He sees the moves that they made by bringing in Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson and Drew Dahlman. He sees all the moves, and he's like, well, damn it. If the Chicago Bears are going to be better, that's not good for us. The Detroit Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown, like a lot of athletes, has his own podcast. I'm fine with his. Draymond should shut his down. But Amon-Ra St. Brown basically said, I hate what the Bears are doing. They're getting better. Listen to this.
Bro, I feel like the Bears have unlimited money. This shit's crazy. They're just signing new shit for like 40, boom, 50 million. Boom. Jonah Jackson, bang. Drew Dahlman, bang. Grady Jarrett, bang. Like, they're just breaking everybody off.
They're trying to get an O-line for Caleb.
They have unlimited money. What the fuck is this?
I mean, their cap space is probably, they probably have a high cap space.
Ben's just making moves left and right. I'm like,
man, so vulgar. I get it. You can curse on a podcast. Everybody's so vulgar. Hickey, wasn't somebody mad at me yesterday for being vulgar?
Yes, I really wish they hung on the line, too.
Oh, my God.
They did not like how you said the word ASS.
Ass?
Yes.
How I said it or the fact that I said it?
The fact that you said it.
Oh, come on.
His mother was in the car.
His mom?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. Was his mom offended or was he offended?
I think both.
Oh, my goodness. I had a mother and a son angry at me?
You did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're really angering the people.
Oh, man.
I'd love to get his thoughts on what he just heard from Amon-Ra St. Brown there.
Yeah, like, what? That guy's cursing up a storm. I don't say any. A horse's backside, okay? What's the difference?
A donkey.
Yeah, that's it. I can't say a lot of things. I don't say nothing crazy. Wow.
Doesn't the Bible say ass? I think they do when referring a donkey.
But you said it, Hickey. They do. They called it the ass. It is. Hey, my apologies to the mom and the, well, not the guy. Apologies to the mother, okay? Not you. I like moms. Apologies to your mother, not you. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I love moms. Anyway, the Chicago Bears are good. Ben Johnson, he doesn't need Amon-Ra St. Brown to tell him about it. Ben Johnson spoke today and he said, yeah, of course, I want to protect the quarterback, duh.
We want some tough, some gritty, some dirty individuals, and we feel pretty good about the two guys we got. Smart is a word that comes to mind. particularly with the interior players. We need guys that we love to have some versatility to our scheme, some multiplicity, if you will. And so we got a couple guys in the building now that we feel strongly can handle a variety of different concepts and schemes that we might want to employ each and every week.
Yeah, I like that. Dirty, tough, gritty. It's what you want on your offensive line. They got a Super Bowl champion there as well. Joe Tooney, the last time we saw him, he's in a spot he's not accustomed to being in. That man is not a left tackle. A short arm, slow. But he's on the Bears now. He gets to play on the inside. And new head coach Ben Johnson, someone who's very familiar with Amon-Ra St. Brown. A lot of people in Detroit would call him a traitor. Ben Johnson says, yes, Super Bowl experience is a must. It's great for us.
All three of these guys, they've been in the playoffs. They've won playoff games. Joe in particular has won Super Bowls. Yeah, that does rub off to the rest of the locker room because we're gonna define what it's going to look like in terms of our meeting process, our walkthrough process, our practice habits, what it looks like off the field, because that all translates to winning on the field. All three of these guys have done that at a high level.
Yeah, tell Caleb Williams to throw the football. Tell him he is not back in college crying in mommy's arms. You got to throw that rock. Can't run around, throw the ball. Man, you got to know what's going on and throw the rock. Now you have a little bit more time to do so. Good for him. Chicago Bears, people were real hyped on them last year. Oh, they might make a playoff spot. Oh, I might get a wild card. Oh, they went 5-12. It's time for a jump in the NFC. The Lions are good. It's tough, okay? Packers are good. The Vikings, we don't know what they're going to do, sorry. Vikings are going to take a step back. More wins for the Bears. 855-212-4227. Rayson is calling from Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rayson?
Hello.
Hey, how are you? How old are you?
11.
Oh, that's a good age. You like being 11?
Yeah,
I remember when I was 11, not really, but go ahead, what's up?
I was just going to tell you about this jersey curse I have. It's really weird.
You have a what?
A jersey curse.
A jersey curse. Explain it to me. Go ahead.
So every time I get a jersey, something bad happens to the player.
Okay. What's the last jersey that you got?
Cooper Kupp.
Oh, boy.
Last curse.
You think it's your fault that Cooper Kupp got cut?
There was talks around it, but he got released after I got the jersey.
Oh, boy. That's terrible. Is there an NFL player's jersey that you want to get next?
I do, but I don't. He's in a curse, but Joe Burrow.
Oh, boy. He's been hurt enough. Get a Tua Tagovailoa jersey, okay?
I can do that.
Yeah, get a Tua jersey, okay?
Actually, I feel like getting Mahomes instead.
Oh, Mahomes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, people be angry at you about that one. Hey, you got homework to do, don't you?
No.
You go to school, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, make some homework up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Rayson. Appreciate you for calling from Oregon. 855-212-4227. David is calling from L.A. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks so much for taking my call. So this is the piggyback off of, you know, the breaking news last night about Tiger Woods rupturing his Achilles and your response to that. Look, you and I both know that Tiger Woods needs to do what's best for his body right now, and that is to just hang it up because his body is broken, beaten down. He can't play at a high level anymore. Yeah. But we also know that a guy like Tiger Woods is ultra competitive and golf has been his whole life. And he's not going to hang it up because what else is he going to do once he hangs it up? He wants to be out there on the course whooping his opponents. And he's going to continue to focus on coming back and coming back and coming back, especially in a sport that you can play until you're literally in a wheelchair. So, you know, there's that part. My second thought is this. Golf, I think, has a big Tiger Woods problem. It always has. And here's what I mean by that. Ever since Tiger burst onto the scene as a golfer, there has not been another golfer who has been more marketable than him, who can be the face of the game more than he has. And this is despite the fact that he's gone through so many ups and downs over the last decade and a half, to the point where now it's almost like if you just watch him play, he should be irrelevant. Yeah. But he's not. If you ask the most, you know, common person to name a professional golfer, they'll probably still say Tiger Woods, despite the fact that he has been far from number one.
Without a shadow of a doubt, David, and I got to get ready to hit the break. I'm going to respond to you before we get out of here. No, I agree with everything that you just said. Here's the thing. You think about a younger generation who's sitting down. People don't sit down and watch 3 and 4 hours of anything unless it's really the NFL. I'm going to sit down and watch golf? Hell no. No, not at all. No. Maybe the Masters. Come on. And you're correct. They got to figure out this LIV and a PG. They got to figure that out. Then they can market somebody. They're marketing slop right now. They got that garbage on ESPN, too. The simulator? Hey, I got a top 6 list of crybabies on the other side. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show.